An algorithm that can detect cheating during an online test, an ultra-private decentralized search engine, is now here. The Flippy Robot Cook takes on another restaurant, and how to connect your wireless device to hardwire internet. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 92. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. And we post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call during the show with your computer, internet, and cybersecurity comments and questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. Co-hosting today is Cy from the Cassie Unscrewed Theater.
Good afternoon.
All right. It's always a pleasure to have you here with us, and you bring some knowledge to the show with us. We're always appreciative of that. To show some love to our expert technicians at Perfection Auto Works, I think we missed their commercial at the beginning of the show, but hopefully we can show them enough love there. You know, the real estate market is getting crazy here in Tucson. Lots of people are coming in from other states, and you know, the rental property values have shot way up here in Tucson. So if you know anybody moving into Tucson that has a car, send them over to Perfection Auto Works. Mike Emery and his team of expert technicians have a free 22-point inspection on your car, and they love meeting new people and cars in town. So give them a call for an appointment, 520-323-8650. Again, 520-323-8650. We have a great show for you today, so we're going to get into our tech news this week. So when you and I were in school, you know, when we took tests in classroom, if somebody in the classroom was cheating, it would be very, very easy to see, because you'd have the kids sitting there, right? And somebody would be looking over into the next, you know, and the teacher would see this, and it first comes a warning, then you get sent to the principal's office or the dean, right? After that, if it continued, your parents get called, you get kicked out of school, you know,
right.
All that stuff. So how do you do that in a pandemic? How does that happen? Now, you actually work for an educational facility.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens there? There is a what?
An AI.
There's an AI. There is an algorithm that watches the test takers. So what exactly are they looking for? But before we go into that, during the pandemic, there were millions of people that were forced to take major exams, state exams, bar exams, tests and quizzes alone at home on their laptops. So remote education companies and services had to come up with some sort of remote monitoring systems for test takers. And sometimes these systems, they would use a combination of human monitors as well as artificial intelligence, or AI. So recently there was a teenager in Florida that got in trouble because there was a computer algorithm that detected her as cheating or acting suspiciously during an exam. But these things are not foolproof.
Sure.
So there's lots of room for mistaken, you know, problems. So how do you beat this? Well, is there a way? But we don't know exactly what these algorithms are. If the algorithms get spread out, people are going to find a way to manipulate the algorithm. So that's kind of like a protected information. But here's a little bit about how the algorithm works. So there's the remote proctoring companies that offer the web browser extension. And this web browser extension is usually the way that the proctoring software is able to have enhanced detection, okay? Because they're able to detect the keystrokes on the computer, the cursor movements, the face movements, even the eye movements, if you're always looking to the side at notes or something like that. They also have the ability to turn on the computer's microphone. So maybe sounds of paper, okay? Why would you need a piece of paper if you're taking an online test? Or even the keyboard of another device. These are all possibilities. So these are very similar methods to surveillance methods used by law enforcement, employers, and even domestic abusers, but in an academic setting. So if you're taking any tests, just follow the directions that the proctor gives you. Try not to, not saying that anybody on that listens to our radio show is a cheater, but you need to be aware that there are systems in place for cheating detection. Right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Now, here is one of the key stories that I would like to cover here. So there is a decentralized search engine it's the only decentralized search engine that is actually up and running. There are several decentralized search engines that claim to be in existence, but I've only found one that actually is in working order, that they're not just using it internally, but they're using it as for the public. The name of the service is called Presearch. And before I get into what exactly Presearch is doing, what is the difference between centralized and decentralized?
Well, it's quite literally what the words sound like. Centralized, there's a single point somewhere or a group of points that are managed in one way. And then, of course, decentralized means all of the necessary nodes of activity, whether it's a decentralized management group or a decentralized technology, are spread out, and there's not a single point where things live or are decided.
Okay. And the same thing would also be true of, a good example would be that of cryptocurrency, anything on the blockchain. So the blockchain is like a decentralized currency. It's something that's worldwide. It's being managed not by a central location, but by many different nodes that are out there. And a node is basically just a computer that agrees to run certain processes or functions of a larger transaction. And there are about 1 million computers that are running cryptocurrency right now, spread out all throughout the world in many of the countries. And in order to obviously run a cryptocurrency transaction, it has to ping off of sometimes hundreds or even thousands of these computers. And the idea is the more computers that are involved, the harder it is to hack every one, because right. You would need to actually have hackware in like 1,000 different computers and have everything synchronized all at once in order to beat the system.
Yeah.
So it's extremely secure. It's decentralized. Now, how does a decentralized, so that's cryptocurrency, but how does a decentralized or advantages of a decentralized search engine work? So the idea is that if you search for something, let's say that you go to Google, when you search something on Google, Google makes a record of all your searches. This is not a secret or anything. People know that search engines do this. Google is one of the biggest ones. Bing, Yahoo does a form of this as well. They keep a record of your searches, and they start to figure out areas of interest of your life, okay? And then once they figure out that, oh, okay, so Cy likes skis, or Cy likes smart cars, you know, then you're going to start seeing advertisements of those things that you're interested in, okay? And that's how they gear up your advertising. And that's really one of the main sources of their income. And that is on the advertising side, because advertisers, they want to advertise to people that are already interested in the space of the product
right.
that they're offering. So that is how they make their money. So when it comes to the decentralized, there is no record really of your search history, because a search history does not go into a central location. It goes out to many nodes that are out there, other computers, people that are just running their own computers and making, here's the interesting thing, you could actually make money by making your computer a node on this search engine. So people are out there making money because they're using their computer for searches. They're making money. The advertisers are paying to have advertising for the different searches. But the idea is that it's not logged. So they don't send you advertisements later when you're doing something else. They will only include ads in the searches that you're doing. And the searches have nothing to do with your location. I think there's a way to have your location added into there, but that's the idea. The name of this service is called Presearch. I also ran across another service called Bitclave, but I was not able to actually see a working version of Bitclave. But Presearch, you could actually go to presearch.com and you can actually start searching and see how that works for you. It's also very, very good for people that are very, very interested in privacy. A lot of people use DuckDuckGo. We've right. talked about how great DuckDuckGo is, how secure it is. They also have an email service now. And a lot of people love DuckDuckGo. It has that reputation, but it is not decentralized. Mm-hmm. DuckDuckGo is centralized, but Presearch is decentralized. And so in comparison to other search engines, I have no comparisons because I haven't really used it that much. But go ahead and go to presearch.com and see if you like it. If there is something that you think is lacking, give us a call here at the show. Or send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com. We'd love to hear from you. In our next story here, it is about the Flippy 2 robot. You smile when you say
it. I like a cute name.
Well, you know, it flips.
It flips. It flips burgers.
It's a robot that flips burgers and makes other fast food. And back in episode 80, we talked about the Flippy 2 robot being used at White Castle, select White Castle restaurants. And but now you can find them at select Wing Zone restaurant. Not Wing Stop, but Wing Zone. So here in Tucson, we have Wingstop, but we don't have any Wing Zones. I think there is like maybe one in Phoenix, Wing Zone, but it's not really a Arizona place, very popular out here, but it's more popular in Atlanta, where it is headquartered. So similar to White Castle, the Flippy 2 robot, which is expanding the robot cook to 100 of its locations. And you could actually go into one of these into these restaurants and watch the robot make your wings at Wing Zone restaurants. So the developers of the Flippy 2 are working with restaurants to tweak the robot food to be indistinguishable from human-made meals. So take that to the bank.
Okay.
So how are we gonna? So
how would you know?
How would you know if it was made by? I was thinking about this. I was like, yeah, it's the burger that's slop-sided. From a worker that's just disgruntled and doesn't like working there.
Okay.
They're just throwing the sandwiches together. You know, they don't care. But the robot would care.
It would look more like the picture on the menu.
It would look like, yeah, exactly. Well, maybe not exactly, because the bun is just going to cover over
that's right,
all the meat,
that's right.
Just like it normally does. All right, we're going to take our midway commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Up next, science and tech history from this week and how you can connect your mobile device to the hardwire internet. This is the Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back.
Perfection Autoworks Theater takes you back to the Roman Empire.
I, Caesar, and that which is the glory of Rome, welcomes its citizens to the opening day of the Colosseum. We dedicate this to you and the glory of Rome, which you are all part.
Hey, your Colosseum sucks, and so does Rome!
Seize him!
Sadly, Marcus Aurelius was the first man to die in the opening day of the dedication of the Colosseum.
Throughout history, many foolish mistakes have been executed through human error. We at Perfection Autoworks believe that the neglect and lack of maintenance can be just as foolish. Call today, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
The Computer Doctor Show is proud to support National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. Nothing is more important than getting to your destination safely. Use your phone and other technology only when you're safely parked. Help save lives. For more information, visit phonesdownjustdrive.com. Phones down, just drive. It's the law.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Cy co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. During the commercial break, we had a call in. Our friend Charles Heller is on line one. Are you there, Charles?
I am here, and this is excellent. I love what you talk about with the search engines. It's very informative. I wanted to ask you, it's a question off topic, so if you need to handle it another week, I get it. But I have a Samsung Galaxy phone. Mm-hmm. And back in the Palm days, I used to plug my phone into the computer and copy everything that was in there so that I had a record of it and sync it with Outlook. Is there a way to do that with the Samsung? Is there like a special program or an app that I could sync stuff with my desktop machine? It's a PC. It's an older PC.
Is there any particular piece of information that you're trying to sync? Is it pictures or is it contacts or something else?
It's contacts, and it's also my day log. I keep like a mileage log and a sort of mileage and who I stopped to see log. And sometimes I take notes. Like if I see a client, I'll put a couple of notes in there about something to do. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to have that so that I could just bring it up and, or maybe even save it as a Word doc or something.
To answer your question, yes, there is a way. I assume that you're talking about the notes part of your phone.
Well, it's notes, and it's also the daily schedule, the appointments calendar. I use that appointments calendar as a mileage log.
Okay, so there's a Google version of that, and then there's the Samsung version. If you use the Google version, it is safely stored in the cloud. So you can grab that even from a browser on another computer if you log into your Google account. I believe there is a Samsung way. It is not a preferred. Samsung is not. I'm not going to say that they're not good, but I'm going to say that they're not. It's not the popular. It's not the popular choice for syncing. What you're talking right now, we're living in the world of syncing more than plugging,
docking.
Yeah. So I would try to start moving yourself into cloud apps. And as far as your notes go, if you are taking any notes outside of your calendar that you were saying,
right.
I would do a Google Docs or some sort of a cloud writing program, and so that it gets synced into a cloud. There
as opposed to my PC.
Correct. And as far as your contacts go, there are lots of apps in your app store. All you have to do is go into your app store and look for contact. Do a search for maybe contact backup or cleaner upper, something along those lines. There's lots of apps that do it. The Samsung inherent system can be a little bit confusing. So some of these apps that are out there, I think maybe if you pay $2, okay, it's totally worth
it. I'm happy to pay for it. All right, thanks.
All right.
Thanks, and have a great day. Appreciate
All right.
It.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you.
Before we get into our next segment, Cy, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Excellent. Well, tonight we have two shows, with Not Burnt Out, Just Unscrewed, and a Family Friendly at 7:30 and an Uncensored at 9 o'clock. And then next Friday is our musical improv house team, From the Top. We improvise an entire musical, and that'll be at 7:30. And if you're interested in learning how to do improv, we have beginning classes starting next Saturday. If you've done improv and you want to learn how to do musical improv, there's also an advanced class starting on the same day. Mm-hmm. All of that's at unscrewedtheater.org, and you can find out more under either take a class or see a show.
How many instruments do you play? You play the ukulele.
A lot.
I've seen you play the ukulele.
I play the ukulele. Primarily with From the Top, I play the piano. I have a degree in percussion, so I play anything you sort of as they say, hit, shake, or rub. which is all the percussion family stuff.
A lot of people don't really know this, but the piano is percussive, technically.
There are people who will classify the piano as a percussive instrument. Yeah, yep, absolutely. I also played the bassoon. I play all kinds of things.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, multi-talented Sai is here with us. Always a pleasure to have her. Here are some quick announcements. Microsoft will actually continue to support Windows 10 until, get this, October of 2025. Hmm. So all of you people out there that are trying to rush into Windows 11, you have time.
Yep.
You have another 3 years, 3.5 years around there. So no big rush. So if you're still using Windows 10, it's perfectly fine. No. You don't have to rush to Windows 11 unless there's a reason. Also, if you have received a supposed wrong text message from somebody, like somebody that says, oh, okay, I'll see you in 10 minutes, and it's like a new text message, you don't know who this person is, be careful.
Yep.
That might be someone looking to validate a list of phone numbers. There are people out there who get paid to validate phone numbers. They'll get the phone number lists from all kinds of places. But then they have to validate these numbers to see if they're real working numbers. So what better way to do that than to text them all some funny message in order to get a response from them? Mm-hmm. And if they respond, bing, it's validated.
Yep, they know there's a human there.
And
so, that it's textable.
So what can you do? I always copy and paste an error message, like, the following message that you're trying can't go through to this landline number.
Sure.
You know, and then I put my phone number in there and I just send it back.
I've done that a couple of times. And then also, but note that cell phone carriers often also have a forwarding number that you can text erroneous or unsolicited messages to. They'll reach out to the carriers and look to block them.
The FCC is trying to cut down on that. So excellent point, Sai.
Yep.
I ran across some fake news. Someone had posted, and this is recirculating around, that the last phone booth in New York City has been removed. Surprise, New York City still has lots of phone booths, some of which are still working. So if you see a message about the last phone booth being removed from New York City, it is false. So don't believe it. With the time that we have left, let's quickly go through the science and tech anniversary real quick, Sai.
Sure, absolutely. May 28th, a big day in 1929, which is 93 years ago, the very first all-color film was released by Warner Brothers. It was called On With the Show.
Ooh.
Yeah, color ago. Movies.
Next.
And then also on May 28th in 1937, which is 85 years ago, Volkswagen was founded, and their very first car off the production line was, of course, the Bug, which stopped production 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then May 31st in 1859, 163 years ago, Big Ben, which is in fact
the bell,
located at the top of Elizabeth Tower behind the clock, mm-hmm. rang out over the Houses of Parliament in Westminster for the very first time.
Okay. There's our science and tech anniversary. And one last story here, how to connect your wireless device to your hardware internet. So if you've ever been in a Zoom meeting and you had to use your wireless device, you depend so much on a stable connection through that Wi-Fi. But did you know that you can actually connect your device to hardwire using a special USB-C to Ethernet plug?
Mm-hmm.
You can buy them on Amazon. You can buy them in different stores, so you can use those. Before we wrap up, we just want to thank our sponsor again, Perfection Auto Works, for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location near Speedway and Craycroft for your free 26-point inspection. As always, don't click unverified links in emails or text messages. Use a password manager. Enable two-factor authentication. Verify all incoming and outgoing calls. Back up your system to the cloud. And listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays and posted podcast on Tuesdays. If you missed any part of this episode, go to computerdoctorshow.com, click episodes, and find episode 92. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Sai was co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we will talk to you again next week.